shining a light into the darkness, giving real and regular everyday people a voice. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The 11th day of January. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. There are a lot of headlines out there, so it's easy to miss them. But here's one from the LA Times just yesterday. Unvaccinated soldiers are leaving the military. Good. This shows you a lot about the mentality of the people who are forcing these shots onto the military. The only thing that they care about is carrying out their sweeping ideological purge of our armed forces. We know that soldiers don't need these shots for their health. Members of the military are almost all in their 20s or early 30s. They're all in absolute peak physical condition, or at least they're supposed to be. The number of military members who have died of COVID in the past 2 years is just 80. Out of more than 200,000 cases. For clarity, the fatality rate for this disease in the military is 0.03%. So again, they don't need these shots being falsely referred to as approved vaccines for health reasons. But that's not why they're doing it. This isn't about health. This is about power. It's about forcing the military to submit. Because the Biden regime knows that if they can force it on them, they can force it on everyone. And then, of course, there's the ideological dimension as well. If they can force out every anti-vax member out of the military, then they know that the people who remain will be the ones who are politically loyal to them and completely subservient. But still, there are resistors still fighting on in secret inside of the military. One of those resistors is Danny, an anonymous serviceman who recently contacted this program. Danny runs an online whistleblower account called Terminal CWO, which stands for Terminal Chief Warrant Officer. Danny says that they have caught the military altering medical records to say that servicemen received the Comirnaty vaccine instead of the Pfizer shot. Even if they got the shot in July or April or last January when Comirnaty name didn't even exist. Danny has his theories about why all of that is happening, and we're going to get our opportunity to ask him what those theories are in just a moment, but there's more. Danny's blog recently covered the case of an air defense artilleryman who suffered hundreds of seizures after being deployed to the Middle East and being hit with a radio frequency blast from his Patriot missile system. Even as the artilleryman suffered seizure after seizure, commanders would simply have left him in his room with nobody to check on him. Eventually, he would suffer dehydration, of course, malnourishment from the lack of care that he was receiving or not receiving, and he would wake up having defecated on himself. But instead of acknowledging the truth, military leaders claimed that the artilleryman was abusing alcohol, and they admonished him for missing formations. A platoon sergeant actually told him that she didn't have any sympathy for his suffering because she had delivered a baby once. Danny is convinced that if his blog hadn't publicized the truth about this artilleryman, that he would have been dead before anybody took serious effort to improve his condition. And we agree. That's how our military handles just one case of indisputable bad health by one of our own volunteer soldiers. Now look at what they're doing to our entire military at large with these vaccine mandates. Danny joins us now. Danny, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. I appreciate being on here.
This is a huge revelation. I mean, the military has now been caught altering the vaccine records of servicemen. Who's responsible for this? Who's doing this?
That's a great question. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. It was actually one of the people that frequently messages me on my account sent me a screenshot a couple months ago. They showed me that dating all the way back to January when they first got the vaccine, January of 2021, it said Comirnaty on it. And I said, that doesn't make sense. It didn't even exist back then. That wasn't even a name. That wasn't even in the lexicon of our vaccine conversation. So how could that be on there? So as I started digging on this, I started asking more, I started reaching out, and then I started finding out that more and more people, they were sending me their shot records. They were sending me screenshots of their shot records saying Comirnaty, even though it didn't exist. And then after the mandate went into effect on 24th August, they continued to put Comirnaty, even though we have clearly identified that that drug does not exist in the US. So when Michael Yoder, the attorney, took a lawsuit up against the DOD and alleged medical fraud for this very reason, a week later, those medical records mysteriously started changing back to a generic Pfizer brand. So I had people send me before and after screenshots showing that those medical records had changed. I had several dozen of those screenshots, and I provided you with a few of them. But then I also put a poll up for people who didn't want to provide me with their personal medical records. I put a poll up on social media, and it said, I had hundreds who said, yes, my records were altered. They did say Comirnaty. Now they say Pfizer generic.
So you don't believe that this is oversight or negligence or just we bumbled up the records, we made a mistake, this was an error and we just fixed it. You think that this was intentional, or what is your theory about why this is happening?
Absolutely. The timing of it after Michael Yoder's lawsuit, it's too coincidental. And you and I both do not believe in coincidences.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, Danny. I will acknowledge right. that if a coincidence exists, boy, we're overwhelmed with them.
Sure. Right. So I think the Department of Defense got caught with their pants down. This whole order was, the order itself was not unlawful. As the Secretary of Defense put it in his order, he said mandatory vaccination against COVID-19 will only use COVID-19 vaccines that receive full licensure from the Food and Drug Administration. Okay, so that is legal. However, the drug doesn't exist. So what they did is instead of that public policy, they enforced the shadow policy by mandating that everybody takes the EUA using this word interchangeability. And so when they got caught with their pants down, people doing their research, myself, my team, other folks, attorneys like Michael Yoder, and a lot of other people fighting, they said, oh, we got to do something about this. Obviously, in the black and white, we have a before and after screenshot of medical records. Let's fix this so that's not a thing anymore. I think they thought they could get away with it and that nobody was going to catch them.
So let's just be caught. Clear about something. There is no fully FDA approved shot vaccine available for the set of symptoms being marketed and branded as COVID-19. In the United States, there is no FDA-approved shot. Is that factual? Is that correct?
That is factual. That is correct. And I'll tell you the argument that people have been using to push this off. The FDA said it was interchangeable. They used that word. Well, we defined what interchangeable was. It's not our definition. It's what the FDA's definition is. An interchangeable drug has to have a biosimilar with that same drug. According to the FDA, on their own purple book on their website, there is no biosimilar with Comirnaty. They could not have made it interchangeable because a biosimilar with that drug does not exist. A judge, Alan Windsor, out of the 11th Circuit Court, a federal judge, already ruled last month, actually, I believe it was back at the end of November, that the drug could not retroactively be called interchangeable or used as an FDA-approved drug just because it doesn't matter if it's the same down to the very last atom within the drug. You cannot retroactively call an already produced EUA vaccine FDA approved.
So why are soldiers, why are servicemen, airmen, Marines, why are these people allowing, if they don't want this thing or don't need it, and nobody does, we know that, we've made that abundantly clear on this program. If they don't want it, if they choose after their own health, that they choose for whatever reason, it shouldn't even matter the reason, that they don't want this thing, how is it still being mandated in the military? I don't, please explain this to me.
There's a pervasive climate of fear, intimidation, and coercion in the military.
So they're lying. I mean, let's just cut 100%. The crap. Brass tacks is the military is lying, and they are trying to dupe soldiers, young people who volunteered to go die in some whole country somewhere. They're lying to them because they don't want to get kicked out. They don't want some discharge other than honorable. They don't want to be court-martialed. And so they're using fear and intimidation tactics to force these young people who volunteered to protect and defend this nation, this Constitution, and they're using that to manipulate them into taking their shot.
Yes, and I'll tell you how they're doing it. So they handed out GOMARs, a GOMAR in the Army, and they have other things in the other branches that are similar. A GOMAR is a General Officer Memorandum of Reprimand. This is not a legal document. It is only a reprimand. However, if a general officer or an admiral in the Navy gives you this reprimand, it is a career-ending document. It stops you in your tracks. So when the Senate passed the bill that only honorable or general under honorable conditions could be applied to a discharge for a troop, people thought that was a good thing. What it effectively did is it prevented soldiers from requesting court-martial. Usually, if you get a punitive discharge or some sort of negative action, you can request court-martial. They say, I'm going to give you UCMJ. That soldier says, I'm not going to sign it. I'm taking court-martial. And they can go before a judge. With this, you're not getting anything negative done to you. You're getting an honorable discharge. You can't argue against that. They can kick you out. They're giving you a GOMAR. You can't argue against that. It's not a legal document. They have prevented soldiers from going through a legal avenue to have a judge review this.
How many soldiers are taking this without knowing that they have legal grounds to stand on? And do you believe that they do? I mean, if every soldier that doesn't want this just stands their ground, do you believe that this administration, that this regime is really going to purge the military of every resistor?
You know, if there had been enough, and we saw this, we saw them stall. We saw them stall for just a minute because they said, ooh, wow, there's a lot more folks pushing back on this than we thought. But enough of them caved that they said, we can take a few thousand people getting kicked out because we're okay with that. If it had been tens of thousands, maybe they would have stopped a little bit longer and changed things. But a lot of troops do not know. They do not know what I'm putting out. Constantly, daily, they're shocked.
Are there vaccine injuries occurring that they're hiding?
Yes, 100%. We can prove this with two of the surgeons I'm working with. I have talked to, I will not mention names, but I have talked to one of the surgeons who's involved with military service members. She is a service member herself, and rampant cases of myocarditis, pericarditis, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but there are significant issues across the military that is crippling our force right now in our mission readiness.
Intentionally, by design. They knew that this was going to happen. They knew what these shots were going to do to people, and they still pushed it anyways. And they pushed it on our military and made the military a priority for all of the reasons why I said that they would earlier. How about dead soldiers? Have people died from this? Are they covering that up?
They have, and I do believe they're covering it up because we cannot get a hold of the numbers.
We haven't heard anything publicly. There's nothing in the media about it at all, but we have many unconfirmed reports here at the Stu Peters Show of soldiers dropping dead that were otherwise healthy prior to getting this injection. The only thing that changed was they took this bioweapon shot.
So I'm working on a story right now. There was a Green Beret, Special Forces, who died in Warrant Officer School. So the Green Berets have a separate Warrant Officer School from the rest of the Army. He was a physically fit, top, I mean, we're talking Special Forces guy here who died on a PT test. He was running a 2 mile and his heart popped. He literally got to the end. He had been complaining about dizziness and other issues. And he dropped down. They sent him to the hospital. The chain of command, and I will demonstrate this in our article coming out, but the chain of command said, you guys take care of it. Telling the students, you take care of it. They didn't even go to the hospital to check on him. And when one of the warrant officers in the room with the commander of the school brought up that it was because of the vaccine, he said, get out. I don't want to hear that in here. We're not talking about that stuff. Fact.
Wow. I've got like 2 minutes left here. What is this doing to the psyche of service members?
It's crippling. So the overall numbers, Stu, so you know, in the last 10 years, suicide has gone up by 46%. In the last 2 years, we've had 626 suicides in the military. Only 86 people have actually died of COVID, but 626 have died of suicide. Those numbers are astronomical. That is a hard number that you can find on the DOD's own site.
Man, who's going to give them a voice?
Hopefully us.
Danny, God bless you for everything that you're doing. We need to hold these people accountable. I mean, my prayers are with you and everybody in the military. I thank God that that there are brave men and women who are willing to sign up for this, even still today, knowing exactly what it is that they're signing up for. That is how strong that calling is. It's not something that you just decide you're just going to go and do because you get a few bucks for a college education. This is a calling and a service to our country that runs deep through the blood of every single person who put their hand on that Bible and took that oath. And for that, I appreciate you and all of them. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabs have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
I was incapacitated. I was literally laying down the entire day with a terrible migraine. I actually cast clots, which obviously is insanely alarming.
Clots?
Yes.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
GunsAmerica.com has grown to about 1.5 million subscribers. Those are really smart people who understand that 2A is the only reason that we don't have an Australia situation happening here in the United States right now. Because if you don't think that that is the end goal, get a gun. If you have guns, get more guns. Get ammo. Get it at GunsAmerica.com, our newest sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. We couldn't be more than excited to have like-minded people here sponsoring and making this show possible. GunsAmerica.com. Listen, 25 years in business, they're the most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns, handguns, shotguns, rifles. No transaction fee for any exchange within 50 miles of your home. If you buy a gun, a handgun, a shotgun, a rifle from somebody within 50 miles of you, and there are a lot of them, when you go to GunsAmerica.com, you will not believe all of the people right in your neck of the woods selling guns. You're going to find the perfect gun, and there will be no transaction fee for that. The lowest transaction fees outside of 50 miles of anywhere. So whether you're a dealer or a private party looking to buy or sell guns, go to GunsAmerica.com, GunsAmerica.com. Get guns, get ammo. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Well, until the past 3 months, Jeff Jackson was entirely healthy. We've seen the photos to prove it, but now the bioweapon shot is completely derailing his life. Jeff received his second Moderna dose in October, and within hours, he started noticing red spots all over his neck and on his scalp, and soon the spots started to itch and burn, and then the rash spread all over. Jeff initially thought that he had plaque psoriasis, but after getting a biopsy, he was told that he had lichenoid dermatitis, one of the rarest variations of eczema. Before this, Jeff never had any kind of allergy issues at all. And now his entire life revolves around managing this illness. Jeff is literally sweeping his apartment 3 or 4 times a day to clean up all of the skin that's flaking off of his body. This disease means that there is serious, severe irritation anytime Jeff puts on clothing for more than about 30 minutes. The itching and flaking has spread almost everywhere in his body, his scalp, his ears, his eyelids, the bottom of his feet. Jeff told us that, quote, the first couple of months have been painful and also crippling to my finances, like rent, not to mention ruining Christmas entirely. As I'm writing this letter on Christmas Eve, my birthday, it seems the disease is now starting to attack my front side after attacking the rest of my body the last 2 months. If this is a precursor to what was already, I know it's going to be a very rough few months and years ahead as well. Jeff was recently taken off of disability and is currently appealing that case, but if you'd like to assist him while doing that, and that appeal is ongoing, Jeff has a Give, Send, Go that you can donate to, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. I have to ask you straight away, what made you decide to get this injection in the first place?
It was basically a lot of pressure. People around you, you know, telling you, you got to get it, the vaccine's the way to go. You'll be safe with it, you know. And for ever since the COVID started, they talked about getting the vaccine. I was against it.
Did you have any reaction after the first shot?
No, sir. No, sir. I got my first shot exactly 1 month prior to Hurricane Ida landing. And that's why my second shot was supposed to be on the day that Hurricane Ida landed. And Walmart was closed. So I had to go back 2 weeks later, which they allow you 40 days, they say, from the second shot. And when I got it, I came home and I live right across the street, not even 5 minutes. I had to call them right back and ask the lady, you know, I was like, hey, I've got a rash now. There's a hardening where the arm was, where I got the shot, and I'm itching all over. And she said, oh, that's quite normal.
Oh, yeah.
She said, don't worry about it. People have what they call Moderna arm. And the patches, they'll go away. Don't worry about it. So I didn't pay it no attention, even though it got a little bit worse. A couple of days later, I was headed to work with my father, and I couldn't stop scratching all over my body. Even where places, there was no markings whatsoever, no dots, no redness, no rash, but it itched. The whole body itched. Within a couple of days, I couldn't take it no more. It had to take me up to the ER.
And when you got there, what did these doctors tell you? Did you tell them, I suspect this is from the vaccine?
Exactly. I told the doctor, the head ER doctor, he had walked in. Matter of fact, his arms crossed. I was sitting on the bed. And he was about four foot away. Didn't unfold his arms or nothing. Just looked at me. Oh, you got a rash? All right. We'll prescribe something for it. He walked out. Didn't examine me or nothing. Sent the nurse back in, and a guy nurse and a girl nurse. And the guy nurse told me about his wife who had plaque psoriasis, because that's what I thought it was. And they just didn't believe how bad it was on me. But the fact that the doctor didn't even uncross his arms, you know.
Yeah, so because the doctor knew exactly what was going on, and he knew exactly where this came from, and he knew that you were vaccine injured, and he knew that you would be dealing with this for the rest of your life as a result of these shots that he's pushing for financial gain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that. It's sad. I mean, because what makes me mad about the whole ordeal, Mr. Peters, is that they knew going in that people were going to be hurting. And I, you know, granting them the immunity is basically to me saying, hey, people are going to get hurt, but who cares? Money's more important. Whatever percent of people that get hurt by this, because I don't know if nobody knows if the numbers that's coming from the government's correct or not. I know I don't believe them, but, somebody needs to say something. Somebody needs to stand up. They could have put money aside for the people, but they chose not to. They chose to pocket that money.
How do you put a price tag on what it is that you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life, or to those who have lost their lives, and there are so many of them? How have you been treated as you've been trying to tell people that you've been injured by this Moderna shot? What are people saying?
You know, down here in the South, I think it's a lot different. I will say that a lot of my friends on Facebook and stuff like that, they're pretty much anti getting that vaccine. But then, like last night when I put on the Facebook that I was coming on your show to talk about my story and everything, here come the flood of messages and posts. Are you sure it's just not an accident or something? If I got the shot and 2 hours later, all of a sudden I'm getting lichen and dermatitis. If they don't have anything, if it's not a coincidence, something's wrong. That's just, the odds are astronomical if it's not, you know, the same.
So you see people rushing to defend the shots that have been falsely presented as vaccines that are, quote unquote, approved, which they're not, and safe and effective, which clearly they're not. Did you know before you got the shot about the astronomical numbers of adverse events, severe side effects, and deaths that were being caused by these jabs?
No, sir. I did some reading and stuff like that.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think that you didn't know? You said you did some reading. So where did you go to research this before you went and got the shot? This is really interesting to me.
Oh, well, see, I didn't actually research any big farm or anything like that. I basically just got online and said, oh, well, they're just now making this vaccine. How can you make a vaccine like that quick? Because because it takes, what, 20 years, longer than that, you're going to have long producing side effects. It's just, it's unstable. I mean, it's just, you go online and you start reading this stuff. One place will take you to where it's good. One place will take you to where it's bad. This is a whistleblower over here. This person went to Moderna and saw that this was going on, but nobody ever heard from that person again.
I'm just curious. You know? Had you heard of this program prior to getting your first shot?
No.
Okay. And so how did you learn of this program? Was it after you experienced your injury and you just started poking around? And
Okay. Make sure, which program are we talking about?
The Stu Peters Show.
Oh, the Stu Peters Show. Oh, I made a GoFundMe because I can't wear clothes. Right now I'm uncomfortable. And I can't work, can't do nothing. So I made the GoFundMe. And that was right before Christmas, about 2 weeks. Up until this past Saturday, it's had like $125 in there. A buddy of mine, I got in contact with him because another buddy of ours is in the hospital. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and do something with this. Let's see if we can get the ball rolling. And I said, okay. He said, I can't help you much, but he went and put $250 on my GoFundMe account. And I was like, whoa, dude, you know, that's amazing. Thank you. He said, no, just wait. By the end of the day, something's going to happen. So he took my GoFundMe and he put it on the Rebel Grove forum, which is through Old Miss, the college. And that was on Saturday about, I don't know, say 9 o'clock in the morning. And then by 5 o'clock, it went from $125 to a little over $1,200 in one day. And it's because, you know, people don't want, they know what the vaccine's doing.
Yeah.
So I guess one of a guy reached out to him saying that he was your friend and that he wanted us to get in touch with one another somehow because this would be something that interested both.
We have an amazing family of viewers. Our audience here is an incredibly generous group of soldiers, really, that you would want right alongside of you in a foxhole fighting a war, which is exactly what it is that we're doing. And you're a victim of that information war. You're a victim of the misinformation that's being pushed and perpetuated by this lying and complicit media that receives. Does it piss you off knowing that every channel that you tune into gets roughly 70% of their budget from the very company that hurt and harmed you permanently? Does that piss you off?
It does a lot. And I'll tell you, I mean, that's why I don't pay attention to the news channels and the all that stuff.
As you shouldn't. They're the arbiters of lies.
There's certain people on YouTube I follow, maybe the Hodge twins, Joe Rogan. I started watching you, matter of fact, when I found out I was going to be coming on here. And I pay attention to these people that are... You want to believe it because sometimes there's just so much stuff going on in this world we're being lied to about, you know, and they can say conspiracy theory all they want. I'm not talking about HARP or, you know, all this stuff like that. I'm talking about just regular everyday stuff. You know, the government is supposed to be working for us.
And regular everyday people are losing everything as a result of this lie. And you're a victim. So, you know, there's a lot of people who, I can't believe he would have went and got the shot. Listen, do you know how many psyops are running in this country right now? How many people are just victims that don't know? They really do trust that we have a fair media. And I'm just going to clue you in. Since I have been alive, which is 40 years, I'm going to date myself. I'm just going to come out with it. In 40 years, we have not had a fair and honest media in this country. It has been controlled by people who have a global interest, geopolitical interests, financial interests, and interest in power and control and subservience. And you're a victim of that beast system that has victimized so many people. I want to clarify, is this a give, send, go? Because you said GoFundMe, and I have give, send, go in my information here.
It's a GoFundMe.
Yes, it's a GoFundMe. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So please, if you have the heart, GoFundMe. We're going to put the link on the screen right here. Take a look at this. Here's the link on the screen for Jeff Jackson's GoFundMe account. And we're also going to put that link on Rumble and at StuPeters.com. There are so many people that are willing to help you, and a majority of them are going to come from this audience. I describe them. They're amazing, and they are a family, super generous. An action platform is what this is, and we're going to be praying for you, and that, I think, is probably the most powerful thing that we can do. I got about a minute left here. I want to give you the final words.
I'd just like to say, you know, I'm not a person that's ever asked for help. I didn't want this. You know, I'm not coming on your show because I'm looking for handouts and stuff. I can't do nothing. I can't. The bottom of my feet are sliced up like they look like they got tore up with razor blades. I try to keep a good sense of humor tell people I look like Deadpool now and stuff like that, you know. And it's just, at the end of the day, my post on Facebook last night was just a picture of me sitting in the dark at the edge of my bed, naked, because I live by myself. I don't wear clothes. I can't. It hurts. I'm talking, it hurts. I have chunks of skin falling off me. I'm bleeding in places now. My scalp's bleeding, and skin tags came with it. I had one skin tag my whole life, and now I've got about 30, all up under my armpits. My armpits are bruised, you know. Between my legs is bruised. I'm just...
We're going to see if we can find a doctor to actually take you seriously and help you out as well. I mean, there's got to be somebody that's viewing this program.
It hurts, and Mr. Peters, I appreciate everything you do, because the one person that I hate seeing go through this the most is my mother, because having her look at me like this and know that she can't do nothing, she has to drive me around places. At 47 years old, this is hurtful. It really is.
Well, Jeff, we're praying for you, all right?
I appreciate it, sure.
And we're going to see what we can do about this GoFundMe, and if we can get a doctor to help you out. So we will be in touch with you, and God bless you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
You will not fill ivermectin for COVID.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community, and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know, in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Well, it's easy to forget these last couple of years, but there are a lot of diseases out there besides COVID-19. Just about all of them are more likely to actually kill you. Also, Ebola, Marburg, HIV, and so forth. Well, Dr. Arianna Love is back, and she says that she has evidence that all of these diseases and others, ADD, autism, asthma, monkeypox, smallpox, and more, she says that all of these diseases are caused by vaccine. Even smallpox, which predates the existence of vaccines. How does that work exactly? Well, we'll ask her. Arianna Love joins us now. So these diseases you have discovered are not caused by virus, but they are caused by vaccine.
Exactly. Like the smallpox that you mentioned, it's induced by the H1N1, which is exactly what they used to cause the Spanish flu democide. So there's no viruses in any of the patents. There's no viruses in any of the studies. It's E. coli bacteria. It's mycoplasmas. So basically, and there was a study in a scientific study in the International Journal of Clinical Medicines from 2019. And it says that mycoplasma infections are the root cause of all chronic diseases. This is after 3 decades of research. They found that pathogenic mycoplasma species are found in the blood, in the body fluids, and in the tissues. It's not viruses at all. So doctors have to reprogram their minds from the false programming. We are dealing with mycoplasmas. We're dealing with microorganisms from these, you know, these lethal injections. And it's not viruses at all. So, you know, the base is E. coli. So, for example, with the Marburg, right? Marburg and Ebola, all diseases, all of them you can think of, autism, ADD, autoimmune disease, AIDS, HIV, they're all induced. They're all induced by Big Pharma. So Big Pharma has been running this racket for decades and basically inducing diseases through vaccination program. And making people sick, and then providing the medicines that basically mask the system, the symptoms, but don't actually treat the cause of the disease, which is mycoplasmas. So they're getting these mycoplasmas from Ebola. Now I found E. coli. I found that E. coli bacteria in all of the patents. So, for example, Marburg and Ebola, they are gain of function and loss of function bioweapons funded by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. They come from the green monkey disease, it's called. It's a pathogen you can purchase online. So it is used in the lentiviral vector, which we've talked about before. It's also used in the filoviral vector. And this lentiviral vector is found in all of these shots, all of the COVID shots, except for one. And it the base of this is the E. coli bacteria. It comes from the decayed flesh of a monkey-human hybrid, which is a cross between a chimpanzee and a human. The flesh is decayed. That's how they get this E. coli. And it's called a species D. So it's a hybrid. It should never exist. I documented all of this in my article, Epigenetics, Vaccines Are Deleting Human Genes and Transfecting Cells with Ebola Marburg. So people can look that up. So basically, Marburg is Ebola. It's got ricin added to it to make it more lethal. And this is a genetically altered ricin toxin. So basically, Big Pharma, they have already a PCR kit to test for Marburg. But what they're actually doing is it has hydrogels that contains the entire mRNA nanotechnology weapon.
What are you
system.
Predicting with this Marburg? Are you predicting that this is going to be the one that forces people to self-quarantine, to run for cover, to hide, to pull the shades shut, to run towards every injection that they possibly can? So the government doesn't have to force people to do it. They're just going to do it out of fear because they're going to say that this thing has an 88% kill rate.
Well, it's going to kill a lot of people, men, women, and children. It's going to make people very sick. And we are going to lose people. But I think in the end, they're going to fail because the human body has an incredible immune system. It has an incredible natural defense to fight off all diseases.
But you think certain they are going to be releasing this Marburg?
They're already doing it because it's in the lentiviral vector, which is in all of these shots. They are transfecting people's cells right now with Marburg and Ebola. And then they have a vaccine to do it more. Wow. So when they inject people with that, right, they have a vaccine. It's called Rivax. And it contains this genetically altered version of a ricin toxin. So they're making everything more, as toxic as they can. It's more toxic than graphene oxide, for example. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to hit us with everything that they've got.
Coming to you from the people who are experimenting, doing a lethal dose experiment right now on human beings across the globe.
Yes, it is sick. It is really sick. And I believe that this comes from, okay, so the good news, because I know this is going to freak people out, but there is good news, and I've been researching this. You kill the mycoplasmas, you kill the microorganisms, which are the transgenic parasites and transgenic hydras. You disable the entire operating system. It falls apart. The nanobots have nothing to transfect and clone your cells with. And it breaks down and your body can expel it out, especially if you give your body the natural medicines that it needs. So the weapon system will fall apart when you kill the parasites. That's why ivermectin is so effective and why Dr. Zelenko is a genius, because basically you're killing these mycoplasmas and you're killing these living organisms that live inside the human body. But there are natural ways of doing that as well. I like the natural medicines better than ivermectin, but ivermectin is good for emergencies. Now, why is all this happening? Well, I mean, it links to Jeffrey Epstein, believe it or not, what? And Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, because they're Israeli spies. All right. And they are, this was revealed by Ari Ben-Menashe. He's a former Israeli spy himself. He wrote a book called Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Tales. This was released some months ago. He was the handler for Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. So he knows all this stuff. And he said that Epstein and Ghislaine are Israeli spies. So they were running a honey trap organization to compromise U.S. politicians and politicians worldwide into sexual, you know, acts with children so they could have blackmail material to control the politicians with when they launched the COVID-19 democide. I believe this is the Samson option that was invoked. The Samson option is an Israeli state law written into the law books that if they don't succeed to obtain their Greater Israel project, that means the land they believe that belongs to them based on Talmudic law, if they don't succeed to terrorize the world and steal this land and own it, then they're going to invoke the Samson option. It's S-A-M-S-O-N, and they are going to detonate nuclear warheads across the planet. But now, instead of using nuclear warheads, it looks like they're using vaccines. They created a vaccine holocaust. And I think they invoked the Samson option because everything came out with the Epstein trial. All of their dirty deeds. This was the biggest child trafficking operation in the entire world.
Yeah, and one of the most ignored trials. And now she's going to be sent away for life. The gag orders are in place. The evidence is sealed, and everybody else just seemingly gets off scot-free, which we're going to keep our finger on the pulse of that, put the foot to the gas, and make sure that we keep this thing in the headlines just as much as January 6th and the Fedsurrection that they set up. A lot of the things that you're saying, I just have to say, it sounds super crazy, but it's all connected. I mean, you make perfect sense of it. More of your writings are available at your website. And also, by the way, thank you for putting me on, turning me on to this ASEA thing. This redox has made me feel so much better. And I'll put that in my Telegram too, so other people can check it out. We're going to have you back very soon, Dr. Arianna Love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
Well, since the very beginning of this thing called The Stu Peters Show that we are now thankful that millions of people are being introduced to, the great patriots over at steponsocks.com have been behind us. They believed in us. They made it possible for us to get on the air. They have remained in the trenches, in this foxhole, battle buddies, fighting this war right alongside us. You go to any social media platform, Stu Peters is kind of known as the sock guy, which is fine for me because the great patriots that I have come to know personally make me proud to call them friends. So just know that when you're doing business with steponsocks.com, you're doing business with true patriots, people that really believe in this country. We don't ask for donations, but if you support our sponsors, it helps to keep us on the air. And you're getting high quality, all cotton, 100% patriot designed socks, whether you want the original globalist sock or the free our kids sock, the freedom forever sock, the trust in God sock, which is my favorite. Silver for sale at steponsocks.com, as well as flags. Do business with steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. So why do people believe in conspiracy theories? Well, because every now and then, one of those theories ends up being true. In Pakistan, a decade ago, locals didn't trust vaccination efforts, in part because they believed that the vaccination workers were working for the CIA. That was a conspiracy theory. Until it turned out to be true. When the U.S. tracked down Osama bin Laden, one way they pinned down his location was by sending a vaccination team to the village and collecting a DNA sample from a child who proved to be related to bin Laden. So it turns out the Pakistanis were right to be suspicious. And there's others. A year ago, it was a conspiracy theory to think that the FBI organized the entire January 6th incident. Well, now more evidence emerges every day that that's exactly what happened. And it's pretty much already 100% confirmed that the bogus plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer was concocted, promoted, and planned entirely by the FBI, with only a few innocent dupes being brought along for the ride. Now, here's another conspiracy theory that's coming true. From the earliest days of the COVID-19 tyranny, this program, The Stu Peters Show, was warning that the long-term plan would be perpetual control and surveillance of the population. One of the easiest ways to do that would be to stick microchips in people so they can be tracked anywhere, everywhere, at all times. And guess what? That's about to happen. The Swedish tech startup Disruptive Subdermals has created a 2x16mm implantable microchip that says it can be scanned to show your vaccine status. In an interview with The Express, a British newspaper, the company's managing director says that, quote, this technology exists and it's going to be used whether we like it or not. The director says there's no reason to fear these chips because they're only active when someone is scanning for your vax pass and they don't otherwise broadcast a signal or show your location. But you know the truth. If they get away with sticking these in people, 24/7 tracking is next because tyrants are never satisfied with the amount of control that they have over you unless it's total control. Deanna Lorraine is the host of Shots Fired, an upcoming show at StuPeters.com. Sign up for premium, redvoicemedia.com/premium. She's got a lot to say about this. I told you, you said it. And now here we are, vindicated once again.
I don't know, Stu. I mean, if anyone's been following me for the last 2 years, too, I've been saying this for almost 2 years, posting video after video about it, about this microchip issue. And you can just do a simple Google or DuckDuckGo search, and you can find there's companies that have that are manufacturing these microchips. And this Swedish company is the latest, the Disruptive Subdermals, which, by the way, is a creepy name in and of itself and should tell you everything. Right. It is going to be disruptive and it is going to be subdermal. It's the size of about a rice, a piece of rice, and it's going to go under your skin and it's going to track your vaccine status. We have known about this for a while. Bill Gates, ID 2020, along with Gavi, this is a company that was started years before COVID was ever started. And they have a plan to microchip the entire world. It says it right there in their mission statement. So this is not a conspiracy theory. Although Right Wing Watch is going to say it is once again, it is coming true. And their own words, the Swedish company, which, by the way, is located in Stockholm, which is a little ironic, they say this is happening whether you like it or not. This is going on and it's going to be rolled out. And they've noticed a big spike in demand from people who are actually demanding to be microchipped. Over 6,000 people in Sweden already have been microchipped with this microchip. It's unbelievable that people are actually wanting it.
How many of these people do you think are people that just say, you know, all of this could just go away if we just allow them to put this little grain of rice here, and who cares? A little inconvenience. Just scan us. It's not even really all that inconvenient. Just wear a mask. It's right. Just a mask. Just 15 days. It's not that big of a deal. 15 days to flatten the curve. 15 days to slow the spread. Like, why not?
Yeah. Well, it is. I've actually seen a lot of videos of people saying, you know, the microchip, okay, it's a little weird. It's a little dystopian, but I'll do it if it means I get my freedom back. I'll do it if it means we'll stop the pandemic. So this is massive groupthink of people that have already been indoctrinated to think like this. And it's very scary, the slippery slope that's going to be occurring, where it's not enough to even be double vaccinated or boosted anymore. You're going to have to be microchipped in order to be considered fully vaccinated and be a participating member of society now.
To get my freedom back. I will allow the government to put 24-hour cameras in my house, right, in my car, in my garage, at my gym, as long as that's freedom.
Well, in this company, actually, the microchip is, it not only tracks your vaccination status, but it does admit to tracking your whereabouts too. It geo-tracks you wherever you are and who you are with. To the point where this is actually interesting. It says that the company actually wants to chip 150 of its workers so that the bosses could monitor toilet breaks and for how long they work. They said, conceptually, you could get data about your health and you get your data about your whereabouts, how often you're working, how long you're working, if you've taken toilet breaks and things like that. That does that sound like something you want to be tracked with a microchip?
I'm just thinking they'll be like, he was that a number one or a number two? And they're just going to know automatically by the length of time that I spent in the bathroom. Although exactly. My son, when we go out to restaurants, he likes to go hide in the bathroom. He pretends that he's using the restroom and he just goes in there and turns it into a water park. Of course, he's a young boy and that's right. What they do. But, you know, he's bored sitting at the table. That's not what this is. This is not innocent play here. This is 100% tracking. And they're going to use this for the predictive policing as well. Yes. You watch. A building burns down. If you happen to be in the area of that abortion clinic that went up in flames, guess what? You're going to be incarcerated trying to prove your innocence, that you're not the one that burned it down, right?
Right, exactly. And if you hang out with someone who has a Trump bumper sticker on their car or who's somebody who has an American flag on their house or something, you better believe that you're going to be affiliated with them and be labeled as a domestic terrorist.
Well,
so
you
this
are,
is
yes.
Not an innocuous thing. This is not some innocent thing that so many people are going to do out of convenience. We're going to get celebrities to show their microchips and show how cool and hip it is. And people are going to follow because that's what sheeps do. But we need to resist this while the time is still early, because they're going to come out with this, whether we like it or not. It's coming down the pipe. They're now open about it, brazen about it. And it's our time to fight back. And this is something that is worth missing work over, protesting by the millions. This is something that once it starts, it's not going to stop. And it's time to fight back now.
Yeah, these celebrities are so funny to me. These Hollywood elites and these talk show people that are virtue signaling with their boosters, and then they end up dead. Bob Saget, 65 years old. He didn't kill himself. He was killed by the bioweapon shot. There's no coincidences here. That is what happened. Prove me wrong. And so then you get other people, Whoopi Goldberg and Geraldo Rivera and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These people take baths in vaccine. They water their houseplants. They inject their pets with this stuff. They're all double jabbed and boosted. And then they're pissed off that they have COVID. And then they go, well, wait a minute. I thought these things were supposed to provide immunity. Isn't that what vaccines do? Well, the same thing is going to happen with these microchips. They're going to be signaling their virtue about how they're microchipped. And then all of a sudden, bang, they're going to be implicated in their pedophilia rings because they were there at the time. And it's going to be proven. But then how do we hide the microchip? And then the deep state will be covering that up as well. I mean, it's just right-wing watch is going to call you a conspiracy theorist again, even though you have been vindicated again 100%. I mean, this happens every single time. And yeah. Now they're eating their own words, and they'll do a hit piece on you, and it'll make you look even more cool because your conspiracy theories are coming true. Ask Osama bin Laden how conspiracy theory worked out for him. Catch Deanna Lorraine's brand new show. It's going to be airing 5 days a week for premium users. Go to redvoicemedia.com/premium and sign up right now. Stu Peters users are going to get a whole lot of additional content. Shots fired with Deanna Lorraine upcoming for premium users. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Stu.
Give the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content, one-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters, and deep-dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values. Action-based reporting with courage. 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch. Uncensored. Unafraid. Unstoppable. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. Red Voice Media. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow. And to thank you for all your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get my dog beds for as low as $19.99. Or for a limited time, you can get my six-piece towel sets. Regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. The lowest price ever with your promo code.
A quick reminder also with heavy metals everywhere. It's in your food. It's all over the place. It's in these shots. And then people are shedding these heavy metals all over the place. A detox is incredibly important. A lot of you have heard of zeolite. Right now, Pure Body Extra, this one right here from Touchtone Essentials, the zeolite detox, just $5 for your first bottle for this week only. So get over there right now. PoisonDetox.com. PoisonDetox.com. Carlos Cortez is joining us now. It is our Money Minute segment here on the Stu Peters Show. Biden has no plan, but you do. You have a class immediately following this show. Seriously, you guys, don't miss this. All right? Do not miss. Carlos Cortez puts on a free show, a free class every single Tuesday immediately behind this show at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You're going to be teaching the never taxed retirement strategy and a whole lot more.
Yes, we're excited. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. He never did when he, quote unquote, took office. We have a plan to protect clients and our Patriots listeners, their investments on what they need to do to have a secure retirement. We're going to be talking about all things tonight at 7 p.m. after your awesome show, Stu. Visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and I'm excited to get the working for our Patriots.
Yeah, but the people who control Biden definitely had a plan. The world governments and all of the evil factions inside of them definitely had a plan, and it was to use this fake set of symptoms that now has this branded, marketed product called COVID-19 sending everybody into a panic as they actually rush towards a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It provides no immunity. The market, the jobs report, my goodness, like the jobs report is just eye-popping. The whole economy is in the tank. Your vote doesn't seem to count. People are locking down. They're losing their jobs. They're becoming sick and ill, ignored by the media, and everybody sees it. Meanwhile, the market responds by doing what?
They're selling off. And the other thing to add to that, Stu, is we don't even know what the GDP is going to be. We all know it's all about the GDP. And once we, our country doesn't have a positive GDP number, you'll see market melts off. The other thing that I want to mention is the 10-year treasury and the 5-year treasury. Pay attention to that because our yield curve is slowly inverting. And 90% of the time when that happens, we will have some type of massive correction.
Yeah, unbelievable. Get to that class. This guy knows a whole lot. And he's a God-fearing believer. He's a Christian. He's a family man. He's a patriot. He's uninjected. And Right Wing Watch hit you for that, too. Good for you. Uninjected. No mandates at Cortez Wealth Management, an independent fiduciary. Get over there right now. Get to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That class starts in just minutes. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and it's free. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the card. When they do, save!